What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Don, on my screen, looking at crude oil, opened right out of the gates last night higher and went about a dollar higher. And definitely some more tensions overseas. And so crude oil is very sensitive to problems in the Middle East and any thought of production stops.
What else are you looking at is on the positive side of the ledger?
Just keeping an eye on the American Farm Bureau Convention. For the third year in a row, President Trump had attended Sunny Purdue there. Of course, the Red River Farm Network team is there. But a real good positive energy. A little cautious that anytime anyone tells you how good things are going, you got to kind of shake your head and say, what's going on here? But maybe moving forward, 2020 could possibly be a great year in American agriculture.
Of course, markets are closed today with the federal holiday, but on Friday, we really had some pretty big moves. What was happening there?
Unexpected, but much appreciated. The corn market was up 14 cents after losing 13 on Thursday. Of course, I had no clue why it went down 13 on Thursday, and I was equally confident. I had no clue why we're up 14 on Friday. There was a little talk of possibly China buying corn out of PNW. I think we'll find out it's probably Japan and a few other countries. But a little export business, little excitement. Again, if we have a China trade deal, Mexico, Canada, our products should be fairly bid, and looks like people came in to support the corn market on Friday afternoon.
What's not hot in this market, Tommy?
It's January 20th, and we're just in for another at least 6 weeks of snow and cold up in the northern plains, and there's still a lot of corn out in the field. So keep an eye on probably close to a billion bushels still out in the fields that we need to get in and get to the market.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.